Welcome to Sexy Mom Abundant Life with best-selling author and coach Kathy Williams, a show to help you tap into the support of the universe and access the abundance that's available in every area of your life. Listen in for conversations and tools to create more ease, joy, and possibility with family, relationships, business, and living. Kathy's joyful perspective will help you tap into your own wisdom and create a life of presence and abundance your way. Listen live on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, or anytime on iTunes or at iHome FM.
Welcome to Sexy Mom Abundant Life. This is Kathy Williams, and I'm here today with Sophie Michelle. We are going to talk about moving forward by letting go of the way things were, which is quite a pertinent topic these days because we can't go back. We're like butterflies cocooned all up. So, Miss Butterfly Sophie, what's been transpiring and changing for you?
So I want to start by saying that because I'm exploring more and more what I'm creating through my art and through my videos, I've been very much attached to my emotions. Like, my emotional life, I would say, is very much my guidance system in this moment. And I started getting stuck in my creation because I was referring to the way I was feeling before, right? So either I tried something in the past similar and I failed and I was disappointed or hurt, or it felt like I would never reach again that emotional state that I had before. Right. So either way, with this really strange time in our history, we are even more emotional because we are picking up on everybody's anxiety. And you know, as the show was being introduced, I realized that if you're listening to the show, you probably have capacities that I would say the normal person either does not acknowledge or does not have. And when you have those capacities, it can be a very challenging time to be today. So I wanted to really speak about how to stay healthy mentally, emotionally, and create even greater while acknowledging where we were before, but also knowing that every moment is a new moment.
I love that. You know, recognizing every moment is a new moment. And that doesn't negate or invalidate the past. That's just like,
yeah.
And before we dive in, I want to invite listeners, if you're listening live on iom.fm, you can find a number and call in. And if you're listening at any point, at any time, you can reach out at meetkathywilliams.com. There's a form there, and give us your comments about the show or questions like, this didn't make sense to me. And then a future show can be built on your question, or we can just provide some more clarification by making a YouTube video or something like that. One of my favorite places to be is YouTube, Kathy Williams Public Figure. And I know you just mentioned you've been doing a bunch of videos. So are those on YouTube or for something else?
Yeah. So actually, those videos take a lot of my work and a lot of my time. So basically, I write a text that I feel is what I want the world to hear. And then I make a video with footage. So it's not me on the video. It's footage that illustrates what I'm saying. Just because I feel we are visual and we hear, it's a multidimensional experience. So that's why I love making videos, because it's not just one of your senses. It's a lot of those senses that are got together. And I create this little experience. So there's one of 3 minutes that's on right now called The Truth About This Moment in Our Story. And it's on my YouTube channel, which is Sophie Michelle Mihalko, or Sophie Mihalko. I can't remember which one it is. And then I'm making another one right now, which is going to be about be positive, but be truthful. So we are, you know, that's very much what I'm doing right now. I want to make those videos that you can watch when you need a pick-me-up. So it's like 3-5 minutes long. You need a pick-me-up. You watch one of those videos and you go on with your day.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, now you mentioned something earlier in the show, which I think, you know, we can expand upon a little bit, and that is that a lot of our listeners, a lot of the people who are involved with this show are more, well, you said have capacities. You didn't say are more, but you have capacities that other people don't have. And I think in that regard, you were talking about just are aware of other people's emotional state. And, you know, I'm working with a lot of empathic people. And one of the sort of markers of that is we're like giant sponges. We're aware and able to kind of even live in, for a while, other people's stuff, for better or worse. I mean, it's a very useful quality to know how someone is and how they're feeling, but not super useful to, like, wear that all day long and walk around and take it home and then wonder why you're feeling so terrible. And, you know, more and more, my website, meetkathywilliams.com, will have resources for you in dealing with that, because I never used to know why I was so anxious all of the time, and it turns out I was just aware of so many people's stuff. So that's not a fun space to live in. But even just recognizing, hey, oh, this isn't mine, or only 20% of this is mine, you know, then you can let go of the rest and take a look at that part that, you know, really belongs to you in some way or another, or is resonant with you. So,
yeah. I think also there's a capacity that these people we have that we often forget about. So we capture what's going on around us, and we're talking people around us, animals, nature, all of that. But what's really cool about it is that we are also transmitters, right? So we also transmit a vibration, an energy, or emotion. So today's radio show, I feel, is more about what you're wanting to transmit versus what you are receiving in this time. And when you make the difference between what you're receiving and what you want to send out, that's when you acknowledge your power and your capacity, right?
I love that, because it's like, what are you broadcasting? What are you broadcasting for to the world? And people pick up on it, you know, and a lot of the people listening are parents, not everybody, but, you know, definitely when you're in that little crunch space and a kid with their mirror neurons and their brain picks up and mirrors that back at you, you know, that's not a fun space to be in. So the cool thing is we have choice about how we're choosing to feel and what we're broadcasting. And just for those of you who are like, yeah, I totally pick up people's stuff, the last two shows, so this would be April 30th, something like that, and the prior show, are going to have really useful information. So you can go back and listen to those. A great place to find, like, all the places you can hear them is meetkathywilliams.com/radio. That'll link you to Spotify and all the places. So
nice.
Oh, and you're the person who proposed this topic today. So I love it, because it's so true. We can't go back.
No, and I wonder how many people are in the same space than me right now, where this is a reset time, right? So we are pausing, we are acknowledging, we are analyzing, sometimes overanalyzing. And a lot of what our true desires that maybe we had as a child or when we were younger are coming back. and kind of screaming at us because we put them aside for so long. And they're like, okay, now it's time to do me. It's time to go along. It's time to move forward, right? And there is nothing else that you can do right now. So if you're not taking this time, I don't know when is going to be the time to do it. But here's the culprit. The problem is that when you do that, if you think about where you were at the time you had the desire originally, or where you were, how you were, who you were being, when you tried maybe to move forward with that desire and it failed or it didn't move forward, then if you do that, you're actually going to stifle what you're able to create today. And that's where you really need to be super careful to be like, wait a second, I'm a different person I am today than I was when I was 18 and I had that dream. I've had experiences, I've gained skills, people like me better. All these kind of things make this situation completely different. The desire is still there, but the situation is different. Does that make sense, Kathy?
Yeah, so I'm just going to bring it to something that you've brought back into your life right now, painting.
Yeah.
And in a pretend example, maybe some you had been told, oh, well, your painting is just so-so or whatever as a younger person. And now it's like, yeah, no, this really does want to be birthed. And yeah. So
exactly.
Did you have an experience like that?
Well, it's more, okay, so videos, as you know, I've made videos for a long time, and I'm not new to YouTube. I have a good number of subscribers. I'm not new at this. But I never felt like my videos were making a difference, even though some of them have been seen by, you know, I know you just acknowledged that one of your videos was seen by 25,000 people and mine by like 30,000 and all that. But you don't hear back, although I do hear back, but I don't really hear, I don't see my videos making such a difference, right?
So yeah. There
is a part of me that's like, okay, great. I'm going to spend all this time and energy on this thing that I've tried before and it's not going to work, or it's not going to make any difference, right? So there's a voice inside of me, but, and how can I say this? Like, the first video I made, everybody who saw the video was like, I mean, the last batch of videos. So everybody was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. This is awesome. And I have maybe 100 views on it. So I looked at that, but I was like, wait a second. This is the kind of thing that grows, meaning it may not be like, it may not have a million views right now, but then it keeps, I'm sure people are going to keep getting to it. And then at some point when it fits into what they're going through, because I'm often ahead of people's time, when it fits into what they're going through, they're going to share it. And so I'm glad that I have this video. I love the video that I made. And right now, 100 people love that video, and that's great. And then there'll be more later. So I also have that awareness that it's okay for things to not look like what you want them to look like right away, because if you trust yourself and you trust the process and you trust that this is what you're supposed to do, eventually it will lead to that. You know, I think Van Gogh never sold a painting until he died, right?
Oh, so, wow.
Yeah, exactly. Of course, please, people, watch my videos before I die, okay? But it's okay, because eventually I know that this is what I'm supposed to do right now, and so I'll just do it.
I think part of it is, even in the joy of creation, you know, I love to paint as well. And I paint just because I enjoy it, not because,
yeah,
oh, I want to sell this and I wanted to make a lot of money. Now, it's funny because one day I sold something on Craigslist, and the lady came and she's like, oh, are you an artist? And I was like, yeah.
Yes.
And my dad was, when he visited, he was like, Kathy, these are some better than some of the ones I'm seeing in galleries around here. You know, but that is not, for me, that's not the point, right? Yeah. I enjoy creating. I enjoy painting an ocean with all the different coloration and the waves and stuff like that. That's fun for me. And, you know, I can also bring it back to, like, at this point, I'm not inspired to do pottery. And when I was about 20, I had a very negative pottery experience. So if I were to, like, get the hit, like, no, now it's time to do pottery, I have to say, like, cool, let me go with that, instead of, oh, well, I had a really bad experience and I kind of sucked at it and I was the worst person in the class, which to me felt true, whether or not it was actually true, right? Yeah. My story of that is that, yeah, they were amazing. But most of the people in the class had all, this was their third session of doing it. And I just entered and I'm like, huh, I wonder why my thing looks lopsided and a little bit weird. I thought this was supposed to be relaxing, but I'm comparing it to everyone else and I feel terrible. So letting go of the past.
And I know, like, there's a break that's about to come, so I don't want to be cut off. But in the rest of the show, I'd love to give people some techniques or ways to let go of the past, you know, or maybe not, like, the first thing, of course, is acknowledging the past. So just what you did, I had a bad experience, you know, in that class. Or for me to be like, okay, I remember how it felt when people were not watching the videos. So it's important to acknowledge it, but it's also important to realize that it actually is not the same thing at all. Today is not the same thing at all. And there's one more area. I feel like I'm going to get off, cut off. There's one more area that this also applies, which is the way you live your life. So, for instance, I used to be a big law of attraction fan, right? I used the law of attraction to create my marriage, my kids, my house, everything. I used the law of attraction. Then I stopped it because I got into excess consciousness. And now I'm reading all kind of books. And I'm reading the book about from this guy who was a consultant on the movie The Secret. So the book is about the science behind the movie The Secret. And I'm loving it, right? And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so funny, because here I am getting back into something that looks like the law of attraction. It is a little different, but it looks like the law of attraction. And my first thought was, well, I tried that already, right?
Oh, yeah.
And that's not a good thought. If you think you tried something already, no, you're getting... Go further.
Oh, I have some good stories about that. All right. Thanks so much for listening to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everyone. We will be back after this short break. So maybe think about...
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of OM Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going OM? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Eastern time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sexy Mom Abundant Life. I'm so grateful you're here. As a listener, you can pop over to meetkathywilliams.com and get 20% off any item in the shop, including videos, energy pulls, even private sessions, by entering the code SMRadio. Also at meetkathywilliams.com, you can download a free Create Your Life exercise and join me for online classes and Hawaii retreats. And if you're stuck, helping you get unstuck is my specialty. I'd love to work with you one-on-one.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Sexy Mom Abundant Life. This is Kathy Williams, and I'm here with Sophie Michelle. We are talking about letting go of the past to move forward, letting go of the way things were, letting go of our attitudes about things that have happened to us in the past. And you can be a part of the show if you'd like to call in with an example or something that's going on for you. The number is at www.iom.fm. And of course, if you're listening in the future and it is not May 7th live, then you can also ask questions and put in your two cents at meetkathywilliams.com. And there is a radio page as well. So that's also where you can get a free energetic Create Your Life exercise. And okay, so you were talking about that you were like, I've done the secret, right?
I tried this and it didn't work for me, right? So that's like,
how often do we do that?
Oh my gosh, all the time. But it's like,
right, like
that's
the
number one excuse.
I went to a restaurant and I was like, oh my gosh, this restaurant, you know, the service was slow. They didn't know what they were doing. The food was just so-so. Like, why would I go back? And my friend's like, that's my favorite restaurant. And I was like, huh, okay, maybe it's worth another shot. It could have been an off night, you know? Yeah,
exactly.
But how often do we do, oh, I've tried that before. Like, that doesn't work for me.
Yeah, or I've been there. It's like you have one child and the child has, I don't know, has colic, right? And so you're like, well, I'm not getting another child because, you know, I've done the colic thing. Okay, that's crazy. We would say that's crazy, right? Because the second child may not have colic. So it's, but we do this all the time. And this is where, when I was 20, things worked or did not work for me. I'm 47 today, and things are going to work very differently because my mind is different, my heart is different, my intentions and desires are different. So there's no reason for me to say, well, I've done this already. I know how it's going to be. No way. You do not know that, you know, and that's good. And in fact, every morning when I wake up, I'm checking myself, okay, what am I assuming is going to happen today? Am I, like, especially if I work with people that I've been working with for a few years, So when we have conversations, it's very easy to assume I know what they're going to talk about. But that's no good. I'd rather come to the conversation and be like, I wonder what we're going to talk about today. Right?
Yeah.
So that we can create something new.
Well, and how often does that happen in relationships? Not only, you with your clients, but like me and my mother or with a spouse. Oh, this is how the day is going to go, right? They come home and then they talk about this and then I say this and then we watch TV, clean up and go to sleep or whatever it is. It's like, it doesn't have to be that way. And if we paint the future with our expectations, then, when it lives, we project that and create that, and sometimes in a mundane way, or when it doesn't turn out the way we expect, then we are disappointed.
Yeah.
Or thrilled, you know. Yeah.
And so have you ever...
Yeah.
Have you ever been in a situation where you're like, I knew it. I knew it was going to happen like this, right?
Of course.
And but that is such a truthful statement. So if you already knew, meaning you had decided how something was going to happen or show up, there's no way it can show up differently, right? And that's where, for me, if you say that, but now just take ownership of the fact that you just made that happen because you knew what you had decided it was going to happen like that, period.
Yeah, and sometimes it's not our decision. Sometimes it actually is our awareness. Like, if we get an off feel, we feel that something's off and we know it, but we don't follow that. Knowing we choose to do the thing anyway or trust that person anyway, and then when we find out, I knew I shouldn't have trusted them, then we make ourselves wrong. Like, oh geez, I didn't listen, or I knew it and I didn't trust that.
Exactly. So okay, so we've already talked about how we use the past to live our current life, but now do we want to start talking about how to stop doing that?
Let's go with tools. Let's go with changes. Yes.
For me, the number one thing has been being comfortable with being uncomfortable, right? Because if I'm uncomfortable, that means that I am in a brand new situation, a brand new space. And that's a good thing. I want to be uncomfortable. I want to not know. So being comfortable with not knowing for me has been key.
Cool. So I trust this is in response to how you're living your life. Right? Like the willingness to be uncomfortable. I once was talking about the willingness to be uncomfortable and a woman was like, but I really like my comfy bed. And I was like, you don't have to give up your bed. This is not about your bed or your clothes, right? This is about your comfort zone.
Yeah.
We want you to sleep now on a hard floor and wear really itchy, scratchy stuff so you're uncomfortable. No.
No, but maybe if you always sleep on the same side of the bed, maybe you want to see if switching sides will create something different, right?
Ooh, living on the edge there. Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, I mean, the life, what strikes me as you're talking about this is the life that we're asking for that's bigger than the one we have.
Yeah.
If bigger is even an applicable word, that more expansive, more exciting, whatever it is outside of your comfort zone, right? It's not within the known. It's outside. So what Sophie's talking about, getting comfortable, being uncomfortable, is living in that space of oh yeah, this isn't in my comfort zone, and that's okay, right? And you know, I can leap.
Mm-hmm. And you know what I noticed? That sometimes our comfort zones are filled with suffering or pain. And sometimes we are very comfortable with tolerating pain or tolerating drama or tolerating like things that we don't want. So I'm not talking about like being uncomfortable, going to suffer at the gym for 2 hours a day. That's not what I'm talking about. But it's being uncomfortable. Maybe know that you're the only one who knows what works for you. So sometimes it's going to be working out 2 hours a day, and sometimes it's going to be napping in the middle of the day. And those things are going to be different. You're the only one who knows what will get you out of your comfort zone.
And sometimes, you know, for me, napping in the middle of the day is very uncomfortable. It, like, yeah. To my mind. Like,
I know.
Really?
You have to do.
And that, what I love about this is it's an idea that you have to do, right? It's an idea that going to the gym is too much work, or, you know, you can't do it, whatever it is. Like, we have these ideas, yeah. Which are made up, then we live as though they're true, right? A lot of people I've worked with have the idea that posting a video on YouTube is really hard and they don't want to do it, right? And it's like, no, actually, you have a phone, you can click the video, you can say something, and then uploading it to YouTube is super easy, and there are actually YouTube videos on that. But see, the videotape reality is it's about a 4-step process. Maybe there are a couple of extra steps, but like, it's very simple. But the reality of our filters we're living with, right? The filter of when I was in second grade and I talked in front of the class, it was terrifying and they laughed at me. And then the filter of when I stood up, you know, terrified at my sister's wedding, I forgot what I was going to say. Like, whatever filters we have, then color this 4-step process and make it into something that seems like it's awful and hard, when in reality, it's not hard.
No, yeah. And okay, so there's a big conversation going on in the US right now, because everybody has to rely on technology today to do things that we used to do in person, right? So it could be shopping, it could be, you know, schools, a lot of things, like we all have to rely on technology. And not too long ago, if I told somebody, oh, you know, I can't go to this place, but let's meet on Zoom and have a meeting on Zoom, they'll be like, oh, no, it needs to be done in person. Okay. Well, today you can't do those things in person, and the world is still functioning. Sure, there are some things like dropping off packages that you have to do in person, but otherwise, there are a lot of things that we thought we couldn't do in person. Like, the Supreme Court has been asked for a long time to do public hearings, but because of the possible danger for the Supreme Court justice, they were not doing public hearings. It was closed. And now it's going to be live stream. Now we're going to be able to watch Supreme Court hearings. It's going to be live stream. And Harvard, you know, is talking about live streaming a whole bunch of their classes and all of that, right? So things that we were told before were not possible, suddenly, oh, surprise, now they're possible. So when I read the post of somebody who's like, I'm not a very technical person, I'm like, do you live in 2020? Like, is it really possible today to not be very technical?
My 80-year-old yoga students are doing yoga with me on Zoom. If they're like 81 and 79 and like went through the Zoom hoop, like, what gives?
I know. I mean,
no excuses. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's It's fascinating. It's just it's important that you look at also how other people are stopping themselves and not allowing themselves to be out of their comfort zone, because sometimes you'll notice, oh, I think I do that too. So if you allow yourself to see how other people are trying to stay comfortable, then you can reflect back, am I doing that? Or if you notice somebody is saying, oh, I will never be able to do that, ask yourself, do I say that or do I say something similar to that? Because a lot of times,
I like
to see where your comfort zone is. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
In regard to desires. Awesome. Yeah. In regard to desires and things we want, but we're not actually taking action toward, or we haven't been getting, I often have people write down, like, what is in your way? And then they can look at it. And one of the things that's often, quote, in people's ways, right? I don't have enough information or skills on that thing. And I'm like, well, if anyone else on the planet has that and has achieved that, guess what? You can receive that information and skills too, because as a baby, they didn't come in knowing, like, whether you want to ride a unicycle or publish a book. Like, the baby did not come in knowing that skill. It was acquired, which means you can acquire that skill. And some, you know, I mean, so often there's just a YouTube video on it, like in the previous mm-hmm. example. Or, you know, if you don't know where to get the information and skill, start to ask questions about that. Ask the people who already have it, or ask, you know, on Google, or you know, it's available. So it's super useful to look at where we're stopping ourselves. And I did a video, it's on YouTube, it's called Stop Stopping You. It's 9 primary ways that people stop themselves. And, you know, most of that, again, is just made up, and it lives between our ears as an obstacle. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, completely. Okay, so that's number one tool, is to get out of your comfort zone and just be at ease with being uncomfortable. And then number two for me is, like you said earlier, you corrected yourself. You said a bigger life, and then you say a more expensive life. But I would say go big. I mean, like, if you go bigger than what you thought was in the past, so if you go bigger than your problems or your limitations or your bad stories, if you go much bigger than that, you'll get so excited about that you'll forget to think about the limitations. So for me, the second way is to just go big, man. Go so big that, like, you just go that way instead of back. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And after the break, let's look at that a little bit more. you dangle the carrot right before it's like break time.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, there we go. Thanks so much for listening to Sexy Mom Abundant Life. You can find us on iom.fm. meetkathywilliams.com/radio is another great place to find us. And we'll be back in just a moment. Thanks so much.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, iom FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hey everyone. Thanks for listening to Sexy Mom Abundant Life. I'm so grateful you're here. As a listener, you can pop over to meetkathywilliams.com and get 20% off any item in the shop, including videos, energy pulls, even private sessions, by entering the code SMRADIO. Also at meetkathywilliams.com, you can download a free Create Your Life exercise and join me for online classes and Hawaii retreats. And if you're stuck, helping you get unstuck is my specialty. I'd love to work with you one-on-one.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Sexy Mom Abundant Life. This is Kathy Williams, and I'm here today with Sophie Michelle. We are talking about letting go of how things were in order to step forward. And now we're talking about creating a bigger life. So if you haven't already, hop on over to meetkathywilliams.com. That's Kathy with a K, Williams with an S, and get your free Create Your Life exercise. What a great place to insert that. All right. You'll also be notified about upcoming shows and all the things that are going on in my world. Well, not exactly, but the things that are coming up that you can join. So,
nice.
Okay. So we talked about step one, which was becoming comfortable, being uncomfortable. And now two, choosing a bigger life, getting excited about that. So would you say more about that?
Well, you know, we can spend a lot of energy fighting things that hurt or fighting things that don't work. Or there's, in fact, right now, my biggest problem on social media is we're wasting so much energy in just fighting with each other instead of looking forward to something greater. So that's my biggest trick is, okay, if I'm not creating what I want to create in my life, or if I have too many things that are showing up that are not fun or not exciting, it's because I don't have a big idea. I don't have a desire that's big enough. And okay, I want to say, put a little parenthesis, because I know people who come to me and say, I don't know what I want. You know what? I don't care. You don't have to know what you want for you, but I am sure that there is something that you want for the world. It could be end world hunger, or it could be create world peace, or it could be save the planet. Those are big, big dreams. And if you go after those big dreams, not that you have to let go of everything to end world hunger, but if you start collecting videos or testimonies about what's being done out there to end world hunger, maybe that will pump you up and inspire you to go do something else, right? So that's what I'm talking about. Like, you don't have to know, you don't have to have the big dream of the big house or the Ferrari or the $1 million whatever jet or what, but at least dream big in the sense of the impact it has, the results it has on your life or on the world. And when you go that big, those things that happened in the past won't matter. They'll still be there, but they won't matter. They will be the past. They will be what happened before. And now you're only looking towards something that will get your heart beating, that will get your mind going, and that will gather people around you. Because when you have a big vision, people want to be part of that big vision. It's when you have a small vision that people don't care. Hope that makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense. And, you know, it's been interesting now that we're in quarantine times and some states are opening up and some states are not at this point. You know, I just want to frame it for anyone who's listening 2 years from now, you know, when it's already the future. It's been interesting to see people's responses to being inside. Mm-hmm. Some people are using this time, you know, as creative fodder. Some people are using it as, let me focus my attention on, I'm in a cocoon and I'm going to, you know, create something so I can blossom once we reemerge. And then I hear so many people saying, I'm bored. And I'm like, you can come over to my house. I'll put you to work. I have lots of stuff to do, right? Like, how can you say you're bored? And that's kind of the way I live my life, right? There's no boring because there's a zillion things available all the time.
Yeah.
Just give me a computer and hook it up to the internet and I'll find plenty of stuff to do, you know? And most of it in a way that will contribute to my life. Of course, I could get distracted by cat videos or memes of interviews turned into songs, which are actually very funny. But, you know, that idea of there is always something to be creating and expanding into. So, like, where is your attention oriented? Is it into, oh, I'm not getting what I want. What I want to be doing is working my restaurant job and that's not available. Or is it in, well, how can I use this time to really create something, create a life that I love or contribute to the planet or whatever it is. Yeah. You know, one of my my neighbors, his real push was, let me make sure Maui beaches are open for people to walk on. And it was a pretty much like a 3-day project or a 4-day project, but he, and of course not single-handedly, but he spearheaded a project for the beaches to be reopened for us to walk and run again, which was a huge gift to all of us, right? Yeah. So it's like, doing something not, if it's never just for you, really.
No.
Like whatever you're choosing, if
you
can think that taking a bubble bath is just for you, but it's not. If you approach the world in a calmer space because of that, then other people benefit too.
I wanted to kind of wrap it all up, because past, present, and future, we tend to think of that as different aspects, but the truth is that it's all in one, right? So it's all like, you can't go into the past and you can't go into the future. You're only here right now. And in here right now, you are still influenced by your past and you're still looking forward to your future. But what I like to do is I like to think about it as a menu of options. So like you, when you wake up in the morning, you have a menu. Like if you go to a restaurant and you, one of the menu item is going into the past, one of the menu item is going into the future, and one of the menu item is going into a present. And you, at all times, you have the choice between those three aspects. And sometimes it's going to feel good to go in the past, because either you'll be like, okay, I've achieved this in the past, so I know I can achieve more. And that's great. And it's not bad to go back in the past. And
yeah, that's a constructive way of using it.
Yeah. And sometimes it's awesome to go into the future, and sometimes it's a lot of pressure. Oh my gosh, now I have to make something really big happen and it's too much pressure. Therefore, maybe going into the future may not be the best option. But the present is where you are by default, right? It's where you are. So if you allow yourself to be fully present, meaning your mind, your heart, your breathing, everything to be fully present right here, right now, the past and the future won't matter at all, because this is all you've got, right? And what's really cool is you get out of the way. When you stay present with what's going on, there's nothing that prevents the universe, the God, the world to shape itself to create a better life for you and yours. So if you feel like you're panicking, you don't know what to do, then just stay focused and present, because now the world can align itself. If you try to control things, if you try to do, you're not going to be able to receive as much from the rest of the world. So that's where I'm like, okay, awesome. Past, future, present is also where everything is.
Beautifully said. Yeah. Our head can get in so much drama, you know, by going into the past or into the future. And it's like, right now I've got my breath. Right now I've got my arms and my legs and everything's functioning. And I'm here with you. And we have technology, which is such a contribution in being able to interact with each other. There's so much to be grateful for. And I think too, in kind of letting go of the past to move forward, you know, in a way, like, or letting go of the way things were, it's like we can acknowledge and say thank you, right? What's the gift in each of these things? What's the gift in me in my pottery class, right? And my experience there.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Like allowing it to contribute to in a generative way, in a useful way, to what you end up creating and to who you are as a person now. Even if it's just like, wow, look how strong I am. I got through that situation. Mm-hmm. I'm strong. I'm capable, right? I made it here. Her life hasn't always been easy. I often say that at the end of a yoga class, like, you're here. You made it to this moment.
Nice.
And your life hasn't always been easy. So kind of acknowledging that about ourselves, because a lot of times, you know, we're so good at, especially really creative people, especially the people listening, right? We're so good at looking at where we would like to be that we aren't yet, that we fail to acknowledge, like, wow, look at what I have created. Look at, you know, the obstacles I've overcome, and look at the person I am right now. And with amazing, as you said, choice, always.
Yeah, always.
Yeah, a valuable thing to look at.
Yeah, and even when we receive the information, whether it's the emotions from other people or it's in the supposedly fact news information from media, there is still a choice in there, right? And the choice is, am I going to think that it's true because of what in the past has happened, or am I going to question it and receive it just as a possibility that I'm going to validate or not validate? So there is always a choice, you know. I remember many times waking up in the morning feeling like I'm about to be sick today. And like, okay, am I really about to be sick? What if I just took so much vitamin C that I was not going to be sick and I don't be sick, you know? So there's always, always a choice, regardless of what you think the situation is.
Yeah, I love that you brought that piece in. I know we're about to close, but like that idea of, well, in the past, this was the cascade of events, right? Yeah. In the past, when I felt this way, then I got a cold and I was down for 2 weeks. And then, you know, I still had to do get my kids all their stuff and it was terrible, you know, rather than, oh, wait, this is now. What can I choose now that will, you know, create me being healthy? And then choosing that.
Yeah. Totally. Totally.
Is it possible to change this? Okay. What actions do I take? What, you know, what do I choose in order to create a different trajectory? And that question is one that's worth asking.
Yeah. And some, like, I went to the dentist and I was terrified because of bad dentist experiences. And then that experience was actually painless. And so, you know, it was like, oh, wait a second. I thought it was going to be full of pain, but it wasn't. So it's every time it can be a different experience, but it's about being curious and actually wondering. I wonder what's going to show up today.
I wonder what's going to show up today. Thank you so much for being here, Sophie.
Yes.
Just would you mention your website again?
Actually, right now, I recommend you simply go to YouTube and look for Sophie Michelle Mihalko, SophieMihalko. Thank you.
Perfect. Thanks so much. And thank you, everybody. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your suggestions. And again, you can write those in at meetkathywilliams.com. We'll be here next week on Thursday. And